welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. My name is Kieran Tussiott, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. this evening, playing some great tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Lonny Devantier with Hello Hello for Denmark at the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest in Zagreb and then Yugoslavia, now Croatia. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Tussiott, and my goodness me, do we have a fantastic show for you and lots of fantastic songs just like that. Real proper Eurovision cheese fest to put a smile on your face and get your teeth bopping. Your teeth bopping? What am I going on about? Your feet bopping up and down and maybe giving a bit of a wiggle. You never know. It's all good for the soul, isn't it? But if you're behind the wheel, don't do that. Keep two hands on the wheel. Look straight ahead and concentrate. Yes. So we are here with the Eurovision Showcase. Now, my goodness me, I'm not going to try and dwell on it too much because it's particularly quite depressing, really. If you've been reading Eurovision news websites for the last couple of weeks, and certainly this week, I mean, my goodness me, the war of words between the Russian delegation, the Ukrainian authorities, and the European Broadcasting Union has just got all too much. And to a point where I've decided that this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase that I will obviously give you an update of what's been going on, but we're not going to dwell on it, I can assure you of that. But we won't, when we get to the Eurovision Showcase news a little bit later on, I promise that it won't take half of up the news stories, because to be fair and to be honest, there is no need for it. Is there not? No. So, well, we're off to Kiev, Ukraine, for this year's Eurovision Song Contest, and who knows what's going to happen. But obviously last year it was in Stockholm in Sweden, in the Globen Arena. And I had a fantastic time, as I'm sure every Eurovision fan did, watching it, if you were there or even on the television. Production, you know, standard was incredibly high, and it was very exciting to be there. The song quality as well, for all throughout the year, so meaning all of the songs really all through the year, were really quite on top stuff, I would say, and minus the Greek entry, I'll tell you that, if I could be just a slightly controversial. But I'm going to play one of my favorite Greek entries a little bit later on, and we'll recap the running orders as well for this coming year's semi-finals, which has been decided. Ooh, exciting times. So last year, one of my favourite songs in my top five all the way through, even toward after the grand final, this song is just, I love. It's a ballad, it's a Balkan ballad, and it's sang by the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia's diva, which is Calliope. She also represented Macedonia in 2012 with Sara Nebelo. And this is her song, Dono, which is from the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, representing FYR Macedonia.
Hello, this is Calliope. I'm from Macedonia. And this is my song, Dona. Enjoy. Enjoy, my dear.
Od sita malečki nešto ove najmnogo vredi. Od sita golemi misli o cel moj svet. I koga nazad se vrtam, ti si stalno tuka. Skrijena senka divog Božji cvet, za sve što ti si mi dala, od srca ti hvala, za sve to mi na to vreme. Dona, 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 gledaj me i nasmej se.
Silna, znaj, o, dona, veruj. μας χωρίζουν πάντα κάποιες διαφορές αισθητικές, οι ταξικές, οι αν θέλεις κι άλλες. Θα μας ενώνουν όμως πάντα οι στιγμές αυτές που οι άνθρωποι απλοί τις λένε μεγάλες. Τα λόγια κι αν πεις, μυστικά στο θυμό σου μοιάζουμε κι αν σε κόψουν στα δυο, κάπου ίσως σκεφτείς πως είμαι τ' άλλο μισό σου. Θα μας χωρίζουν πάντα κάποιες διαφορές, θα με πικραίνεις, ίσως κάπου σε μαλώνω. Θα μας ενώνουν όμως πάντα οι στιγμές αυτές που κάνουν πιο ανθρώπινο το πόνο. Τα λόγια κι αν πεις, μυστικά στο θυμό σου μοιάζουμε κι αν σε κόψουν στα δυο, κάπου ίσως σκεφτείς πως είμαι τ' άλλο μισό σου. Μοιάζουμε σαν δυο στάλες βροχής, όσα λόγια κι αν πεις, μυστικά στο θυμό σου. Μοιάζουμε κι αν σε κόψουν στα δυο, κάπου ίσως σκεφτείς πως είμαι τ' άλλο μισό σου.
Takis Balianis representing Greece in 1985 there. A good old chanson from Elada, from Greece, of course. And a fantastic, fantastic ballad from the Mediterranean country. Well, in only just a few hours or so, the London Eurovision party will be taking place in the Café de Paris in Leicester Square. And if you're heading out there tonight, I wish you all the best and hope you have a fantastic time. I'm absolutely jealous. I really am. There is so many artists who are going and taking part, and it's just, oh, a plethora. Now, sadly, I've got to work early on Monday. So, you know, push comes to shove. Can't do it. And I've got no Lou days left, sadly, as I mentioned, I think, last week. Never mind. But your acts that are going to be there tonight, ooh, very exciting, is Alma from France, Anya Nielsen from Denmark, Blanche from Belgium, Claudia Faniello from Malta, Conchita Wurst, the Austria 2014 Eurovision winner, of course, Francesco Gabani from Italy, Elena and Alex Fore from Romania, Yana Burceska from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Joust will be there from Norway, Kasia Moss from Poland, also Christian Christoph from Bulgaria, Levina from Germany, Linda Martin, who won for Ireland at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest and also came second in 1984 with Terminal 3, Lindita from Albania, Manuel Navarro from Spain, also Martina Barta from the Czech Republic, Nathan Trent from Austria, Norma John from Finland, and Otonvold from Ukraine, also Omar Nabar from Slovenia, Robin Bengtsson from Sweden, Ruslana, the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2004 for Ukraine, Svlatko Krajic from from Montenegro, and Trajana Park from Latvia, and also the special guest, the United Kingdom entry for 2017 from Lucy Jones, and Never Give Up on You. Oh, And why not? Let's hear that now, shall we? The UK entry for Eurovision 2017. Lucy Jones, Never Give Up On You.
Tell me your secrets, I'll keep them safe. No sign of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. If you could see how far you've walked, you would see.
Lucy Jones, Never Give Up On You. A bit more oomph from the national final performance on BBC Two back in the end of January. Yes, all good stuff. Now, as I said earlier, the running order for the semi-finals has been announced. So, shall we have a quick recap? And we'll start off with semi-final one. First up is Sweden, Las Swed. La Géorgie, Georgia. Australia. Number four is Albania. Number five, La Belgique. Belgium.
Are you ready to take my hand? All alone the flame of doubt. Are we going to lose it all?
I am the Sudan. Don't need to worry.
Number 6 is Montenegro, Le Montenegro. Number 7 is La Finlande, Finland. Number 8, Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan. Number 9, Portugal. La Portugal. Number 10 is Greece, La Grèce. Number 11, Polska, La Polonia, Poland. Next up's Moldova, La Moldavie. Next up is Iceland, La Island. The Czech Republic, the Czech Republic.
It's always been you, and heaven knows that I'll be waiting always by your side. Oh yeah, baby, it's you. Oh, oh, oh. Maybe your wings are flying high. I'm gonna raise you up till you touch the sky.
Next up is Cyprus, Cyprus. Armenia, Albania. Slovenia, la Slovenia. And finally, Latvia, La Lettonie. So So that is your running order for the first semi-final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Now that is a very strong semi-final, and I feel like we're going to end up losing some good songs in this semi-final. So I don't know what to think about this. Oh dear. I hope and pray that we get something good anyway, and it all works fine. I'm sure it will be, and it will be fine. Right, I have a request from Ian from the Philippines. And Ian listens to us in the Philippines, shock horror. And he is a big Eurovision fan. So Ian, thank you very much for your request. And he sent his request via Twitter. So if you would like a request, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase, just like Ian did. And also you can send us a message or write a post on our Facebook page. It is called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy. Or if you'd like the web address, then you can go and type in www.facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Okay, it's time to play a song that should have probably won UMK, the Finnish national final from a few years ago. And it's from Opera Scala, and the song is called Heart of Light. Enjoy. And Ian, I hope you enjoy your request. Thank you very much.
In the agony of my mind, in the fury of my cry, I try to reach the sky.
Scala there with Heart of Light. That was in Finland's national final in 2015, and if I remember, it came second by PKN with oh my gosh, I can't remember how it went now. It was the rock song, that's it. It came dead last, sadly. Oh dear, never mind. Right, Finland love rock music, but they also clearly like opera music, but just not that enough. Never mind. Well, this year they have Norma John with the song Blackbird that we played a few weeks ago. And beautiful, beautiful song. I think it would do pretty well in Kiev. Right, it's just gone 5:30 here locally on the south coast of the United Kingdom in East Dorset, right here at Forest FM Towers in Verwood. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Yes, we have Rob's random request and also a request for Live and Kicking, but now it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Well, the war of words between the Russian delegation, the Ukrainian authorities and the European Broadcasting Union has got to a new level this past week. You can check out all of the various news stories about this story if you want to check that out via eurovoir.com. Okay, right, we move on to happier note. The Italian entry from Francesco Gabani with Occidente is Karma, Western is Karma, the song which is tipped to win the Eurovision Song Contest this year by the betting odds at least. We'll have the Gorilla and 4 backing singers on stage. So we're very, very excited about that. Yeah, I am indeed. Now, also, details for the fan zone in Kiev have been revealed. Yes, by the Kiev Tourist Board. 10,000 tulips will be surrounded a large stage area with artificial grass in the Sofia Square, which is outside St. Sophia's Cathedral this May, as the city of Kiev welcomes artists, delegations and the media for the 62nd Eurovision Song Contest. Branded in a fairly generic and non-descriptive colours of the National Tourist Board, the fan zone has been designed to vaguely resemble the layout of beads that are used for this year's theme art under the strap Celebrate Diversity. Oma Nabeo, who is representing Slovenia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has been filming his music video due to release shortly. Sad news for any of our listeners in New Zealand. The New Zealand broadcaster UKTV will not broadcast this year's Eurovision Song Contest. You'll have to watch it online at Eurovision.tv. And right across France this year, multiple cinemas will be showing the Eurovision Song Contest in a big step up for the French broadcast coverage of the Eurovision Song Contest. I think that is simply incredible, and the French have really grown to enjoy the Eurovision Song Contest of recent years. Yes, French televisions, Warner Music France and CGR Cinemas have partnered together to bring Europe's largest television entertainment event to its audience across France. On May the 13th at CGR Cinemas, locations in 41 cities right across the country, they will broadcast the live final of the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, tickets for the cinema broadcasts will just cost €8 and will include a collector's postcard for the Eurovision Song Contest. Ooh! Now, Eurovision France's official Twitter account has been teasing over the past few days of an announcement regarding the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. And the announcement was due to take place a few weeks ago, and it got delayed until a few days ago, basically. And it was expected that the announcement was about the agreement with CGR Cinemas to broadcast the contest live. So, obviously, 28-year-old Alma will be representing France in Kiev with the song Requiem, as we've played here twice before, the old version and the full and the bilingual version. She's obviously a rising star in France, and it was named as one of the most promising artists of 2017 by French media prior to the announcement that she would represent France at the Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev. Now, she lives and works in Paris and works closely with songwriter Nazim Khalad, and Khalad wrote most of the songs on Alma's upcoming debut album, as well as France's 2016 Eurovision entry Amir's Je Cherche. Now, the song finished 6th in Stockholm last year, France's first top 10 result since Patricia Cash, well, C'est la Elle Faire, in 2009, and their best result since Sandrine François with Il Faut Temps, which came 5th in 2002 in Tallinn, Estonia's Eurovision Song Contest. And obviously, as the Big Five member, France does not need to participate in the semi-finals. No, it doesn't. It can vote, though. They're voting in semi-1, I believe. And the Eurovision will instead compete in the... And obviously, France will compete in the grand final of the 13th of May. Okay, so that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Chatiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3.
Hello, this is Triana Park from Latvia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song, Line. Enjoy!
Hello, this is Robin Bengtsson from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Can't Go On. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Claudia Faniello from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Breathlessly. Enjoy!
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Yes, that's live and kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, if you're not a native British person, you may not know what it is, but Live and Kicking used to be a very special show on a Saturday morning here in the UK on BBC television, waking people, kids up, particularly in the morning. And it was a great, great show hosted by, was it Emma Thompson and Philip Schofield? I remember. I'm pretty sure that's correct, and I hope I'm not getting it mixed up. But anyways, we had a request for Live and Kicking this week. It's the first time ever. So if you want to do the same, you can. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase, of course, and you can like our Facebook page and comment and etc. and let us know what you would like. Then please do send us a request. It would be lovely to hear from you. Right, and we had one from Javier Lavelle in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So Javier, bonsoir to you, and buenas noches, and thank you very much for your request, of course. Now, we're going to the Netherlands, and it's the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest, live that year from Jerusalem in Israel. Now, the Netherlands was represented that year by Zandra with the song Colorado, which took place on the 31st of March. Yeah, it was early back then. The song was the winner of the Dutch national final, of course, held on the 7th of February. So it wasn't long to go, was there? No. So although it was claimed at the time that Zandra was the name of the six-piece band, in reality, it was merely a name adopted by Eurovision veteran Sandra Remo, who had previously represented the Netherlands at the 1972 and 76 contests. The cover sleeves of the various domestic and international record issues of Colorado, for example, all pictured Remo on her own without any band name members. How rude. Well, at the 1979, oh goodness me, Eurovision Song Contest, the entry from Sandra was a very popular one too. And it got, let's have a peep, it came 12th with 51 points. So it wasn't as popular as I thought. Pickers can't be choosers. But generally, that's just what happens, doesn't it? So 1979, Netherlands entering. So here we go. Rather than me raffling on, let's carry on. It's Colorado from Zandra, the Netherlands, 1979, live from Jerusalem, Israel. Yes, it's that part of the show where we play a song absolutely randomly, which my partner Rob will pick a year at a random, a country at a random, we glue them together, and we find out what song we're going to play absolutely randomly here on Forest FM 92.3 from the Eurovision archives. Well, it could be recent, you never know, because Rob will pick a year between 1956 and 2016 and find out what's going on. So, Rob's picked Lithuania. Yeah. And initially he picked out 1997, which they weren't in. So he went for 1972. Nope. So we went for 1999, and we could do that. So, Lithuania returned to the Eurovision Song Contest in 1999, having withdrawn after their debut entry in 1994. Lithuania's second Eurovision entry came from Eister with the song Strastus, called The Song Thrush. And, shockingly, it performed in Jerusalem, Israel again, but in 1999. The year after, the wonderful Dana International won with Diva. So, Lithuania's 1999 Eurovision entry opened the 1999 contest, performing first in a field of 23, preceding Belgium in the running order. Strastus received 13 points, 1 point from Malta, 2 points each from Estonia and Croatia, 3 points from Israel, and 5 points from Cyprus, placing 20th in a field of 23. As such, Lithuania were relegated from the 2000 contest due to low average scores from over the past 5 years. Ooh dear. But Lithuania, in their voting that year to the other countries, they gave 8 points to Iceland, who ended up coming second, 10 points to Slovenia, who ended up coming joint 12th with the UK entry that year, if I remember rightly, and 12 points went to Ireland. Oh dear. We have to play that Irish entry one day. It's shockingly bad. Well, it's not that bad, but it's not the best Irish entry, put it that way. So anyways, let's go to Lithuania, 1999. This is Eister with Strastus, the song Thrush. Enjoy. There we are, Lithuania 1999. I didn't ever think I'd ever play that song on here, but Rob made me do it. So, oh dear. Right, it's now time for us to recap the running order of Semi 2 in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, coming from Kiev, Ukraine. First up is Serbia, Lesia Feed. Number two, Austria, Woodfish. Hey now, if you let me drown, I'll swim like a champion. I'm sure there'll be good times, there'll be bad times, but I don't care. Cause I'm running on air. Number three, Russia, now Lucy.
My flame is burning, it shines so bright deep inside.
Number 4, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Number 1. Number 5, Malta. Number 6, Romania. La Romanie. Number 7, La Teba, the Netherlands. Number 8, Hungary, La Hongrie. Number 9, Denmark, Le Denmark. Number 10, Ireland, Ireland. San Marino, la San Marin. Spirit of the night, spirit of the night, burning as a devil's fire. Spirit of the night, takes a feeling so much higher. It's the spirit. Number 12, Croatia. La Croatie. Number 13 is Norway, La Norvège. Number 14 is Switzerland, La Suisse. Number 15, La Belarus, La Belarusie. La Bulgaria, La Bulgarie. Lithuania, La Lettonie. Estonia, la Estonie. And finally, Israel. Well, that's the running order for the second semi-final for the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, let's squeeze another song in before we sadly go. Vista Svarud, or in English, Midnight Dancer, that we've just heard. That's from Inga, the Icelandic entry to the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest. Beautiful song. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Tussiet, here for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. We're getting very close to May, early May, for the Eurovision Song Contest. Very exciting. Well, you can obviously get your requests in. You can tweet me at ESC Showcase. And also, you can send us a message via our Facebook fan page called the Eurovision Showcase. Shock horror. But I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM. Take care, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day. Toodaloo!